Welcome back to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Talk some music shit.
What's going on, everybody? Episode 19 with it. I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter as well at KingTail21.
All right, man. So Wale did finally drop. Well, actually, he dropped his album early. I respect him for doing that. You know, he put out Shine early, Wale Shine. Go check that out if you ain't heard it yet.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
it came out on like Thursday night, you know. So us here at Debate the Music, you know, we music heads, so I listened to it immediately. And I gotta say, for me personally, it wasn't he doesn't sound like Wale, so at first it hasn't hit me. So I had to listen to it a few times. I only got a few songs I actually like. So I don't know. I'm not saying it's trash. It's just not for me.
I feel you. You know what? I actually understand where you're coming from because I like it. And you might be like, nigga, why? What is it that you like about this shit? I don't know, man. This is a different Wale. And I think partially due to the fact that he had a child now, you know, he's in a good place. Because we all know Wale be waiting out. Like, he'll snap at a basketball game or he'll go to a wrestling event and he'll be tripping. But it just seems like he's finally in a lane where, you know what, I'm going to make music. I don't care what you think about it. Because he said it. I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about the hate. He said, this is just for my fans, my hardcore fans. And I like it. Like, it's something on here for everybody. He got the lyrical joints. He got the DC, the go-go feel, and he got his Nigerian-like feel to it. That dancehall shit. I don't know. I never was a fan of it, but it actually works for Wale, kind of. Like, that My Love joint, that shit, it's vibes, bro. Like, I was like, okay, like, I see you.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite song on the album? Because
my favorite song on the album is Scarface Rose Gotti.
Something told me you was going to say that. I knew it. I knew it.
I love that shit, man.
I like the Chris Brown joint, man.
Heaven on Earth. That's going to be a hit, bro.
First thing when I heard it, I was like, okay, I like this one. This immediately.
That's what
I'm
Wale
like,
needs. He needs a hit. He needs a hit single. He has Lotus Flower Bomb, don't get me wrong. He has hits, but he needs one now. Like, Wale's so underrated, and people tend to overlook him when you think about the Drakes and the Kendricks and the J. Coles. And I understand why he's overlooked, but it's up to Wale to put out music for him to be in that category. You know what I'm saying? Because people are going to look at Drake and be like, oh yeah, Wale ain't fucking with Drake. Oh, Kendrick? Oh yeah, Wale. You know, but he has the potential to be there. It's up to him, though.
Oh, true. Okay, so I was kind of talking about this earlier. So with the albums that we've heard so far this year,
hey,
we got to put them in order real quick. I think this is a good time to put them in order. For me personally, Kendrick Damn is going first.
Okay.
Easily first, number one. And then I know you're going to disagree here, but I would say More Life because the replay value on that is amazing. I still listen to that every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm bumping More Life all the time.
Right.
So third, that's where it kind of get a little tricky. I feel like Ross with the luxury trap music got to go third, man, because like, I don't know, man, just hearing Ross music ever since I first heard him, he make you feel like you can sell anything, like you could do anything. Like, and he raps about selling dope, but it's not always over a trap beat. Like he be having like the elegant pianos and shit. Like,
so is that Saturated Grease? Oh my god!
Oh my god! Fire! Top 10 song of the year for me personally.
That beat is just like ill, and I'm like, wow! Like, bro, I listen to that shit every morning while I'm in work.
Man, that's fire. So we agree with the top three, right?
I don't know about me, but I just can't put Drake number two. That's just me. I can understand Kendrick being number one because Kendrick's album is just, it's named Damn for a reason because after every, I can't even listen to one song and be like, okay, that's enough. Like, I think the worst song on the album, if I had to pick one, would be Yeah, I hate that song. I ain't gonna lie to you. But that Duckworth is just like,
man, bro, whoa. It hits you because it's a great story. And even Fear, a lot of people don't like Fear, but it's from a different perspective. And it's crazy listening to that song. I'll be having flashbacks because all of the shit he was saying is shit that I heard my parents say to me. You feel me? Right. That's why I look at that shit different, man. Like that Fear track, I really feel that.
And that's what it's all about. That's how you know as a musician, as an artist. It's how you reach your audience. Because, shit, I ain't got no damn Lamborghini. I ain't got $1 million. You know what I'm saying? I got one girl. And that's all I need. But I can't relate to all that shit. When you hear Kendrick speak about that shit, I beat your ass, all that. It's like, whoa, like, this is some shit I heard my mama say. Nigga, I know you, Chris, because I know me too. Walking in the store when I was little, don't touch nothing.
Man.
Soon as you touch something, you get popped. I should have left your ass in the car. You know what I'm saying? So for Kendrick to be like an advocate of that, it's kind of funny hearing it now, but it's like, damn, like, this is some real shit. Another track I like was God. God was so... It was vibes, bro. Like, that shit was so, like, clean. I'm like, damn. So, yeah, Kendrick definitely can be number one. Number two for me, I would have to say Ross would be number two for me. Just because I feel Ross is just, like, he's in his lane. Like, to be honest, I don't think his next album is going to be better than this one. I feel like this is his best work so far. Number three for me, I would say I Decided, because I like Big Sean's album a lot.
I was wondering when you was putting I Decided. That's like number five for me, man. That's five.
Like, jump out the window, halfway off the balcony. Like, he got some joints on there. Number four. What would be number four?
For me, number four, I put J. Cole, For Your Eyes Only. That was four for me. Because This is why it's not higher. Because when I first heard it, it was good, but not great. But after watching the... you know, the little movie he put on HBO, which explained it. Now the album has much more meaning and it's more relatable and I understand it more. And I think that he should have did what Beyonce did. Instead of putting the album out like he normally does, he should have put the little hour-long joint out. That would have been fire.
I think had he went that route, it would have, you know, adapted to people more. But the fact that he put the album out first... and then he went like months later and dropped the visual joint on HBO. I kind of feel like now people can go back and actually relate to it. Because me too. Like I actually have went back and listened to it now. And it's like, damn, okay, this shit makes sense now. Like, so, okay, I would give Cole number four. Number five is going to be Wale for me. Just because, you know, Wale, like I said, he's in my top 10. So I can't give... shit, I can't even think of no other album that's top four. Joey, but I say Joey would be number six.
Yeah, Joey's six, definitely. Yeah, man, seven. We got some. So who's seven?
We have some. Shit, I don't know. I personally like that Raekwon album. I don't know if you heard it, but I like Raekwon. His album is like... Raekwon is like one of the best storytellers in the game, so I kind of like it. It was good for me. A lot of people probably haven't heard it, or you probably heard it and was like, nah. But if I had to give Raekwon a spot on the top 10, because he probably won't make it, I'll probably say number 8, number 9, somewhere around there. But damn, we need, I don't know what else has come out about to make me go on Apple Music and look. Where do you put Migos? Because I don't know if they're going to get a spot on my top 10.
Nah, I don't think, as far as albums this year, yeah, because it was so relevant. But it didn't really have much of an impact. You know, I can't name you any songs on the album other than T-Shirt and Bad and Bougie. You know, so as far as their singles and party music and stuff, they definitely fit there. But as far as a full project piece of work, they don't really cut it for me. But one thing we do need to talk about right now is this Mary J.
Woo! Auntie!
She
Auntie came through.
She went in, man.
Bro, that first track had me like, oh, and then Kanye came through with a verse, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, why you do this, Kanye?
Yeah, man, Kanye was going in, man. I gotta say, wait, which song is this? Let me look. Set Me Free, that song. Oh my God, bro, it seemed like she just walked in there from a meeting in divorce court, and she just started going in the studio. It was insane. She, oh my God, Mary J. Blige was letting it go, like. All that hurt and anger, she was just spitting.
Right, and it's crazy because you want like that type of music, like, and if I'm her ex-husband, it's like, part of me is like, thank you, but then the other part is like, damn, like people gonna think I'm an asshole now.
Right. Yeah, man, it was. Her album overall was good to me, man. She has some interesting features. I was kind of shocked to see Quavo and DJ Khaled on the song.
I think Mary J did that partially because she wants to, I'm not going to, you know, she wants to stay relevant. Like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? She wants to show people that, oh, you know, I can keep up with the time. Like, even though I don't need Quavo, Quavo's hot right now. Let me go ahead and help Quavo and help myself at the same time. So that's what that was about. You know what? I just thought about it. We did not put Future in the top 10.
I know, right? I mean, well, I think it's good to me, but because I personally don't fuck with that music that much, I would say it's top 10. It'll be like probably 6 for me. Okay. Because again, that album is the same as Joey's. It's like a specific narrative album.
You talking about Future or you talking about Hendrix? Which one?
Future.
Oh.
I think Future was better.
Yeah.
So, I will say it's top 10 for this year, though. He was just throwing stuff out, man.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm waiting to hear that Khaled, man. He got that single that just dropped yesterday, and I like it.
Yeah, man, he's doing that what he always does and goes and gets all the artists and puts them on one track, all the hot artists, and it's smart, man. You know, I think that's the best thing for a DJ, somebody like Khaled, to do. You know, go ahead and put all the best artists on the album together, throw them all together, and just make money off of it. And then when he go perform, he just let that play and just hype the crowd up. The shit is crazy.
Khaled is smart as hell. He'll get two niggas that don't like each other and put them on his album. He don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck about that beef shit.
Right?
Man, you gotta respect Khaled's grind. Like, only thing I hate is like his son is gonna grow up and be like, Dad, really? Like, yeah, have me a producer in like 2 months. Like, what's going on? Right. If it works for Khaled, it gotta work for us, man. Speaking of Kendrick Lamar, I know you saw it, dog. There's speculation about him biting the DNA track off some cat. That part, I got. First of all, let me say this. This nigga waited how long?
Week after the album drop
to come out and say Kendrick bit my song. First of all, the name of his song is I got. Second of all, how many I gots did Kendrick say? What, 3 in the beginning? Like, yep. Come on, yo, like, this is the shit I hate in music, because I saw the same shit with the Bryson Tiller song. I don't know if I forgot. I think it was
J. Cole.
There you go. I saw the same shit, and I'm like, yo, this shit is stupid. Like, it's going to happen, but it's not intentional. I don't feel like Kendrick took it purposely, or I don't even feel like he took it. I just feel like Kendrick was in the studio, and he came up with some shit. Maybe, let's be real, Chris. I don't feel like Kendrick's the type of nigga that's going to sit on his computer and go through SoundCloud. Like, bro, your song is on SoundCloud. It's not on Apple Music. It's not on YouTube, Spotify. Like,
So, and the song wasn't even that good. Like, let's be honest, man.
I haven't even heard the fucking song. I just heard the beginning when he was like, I got. And I'm like, okay. This is what you're mad about? Well, he wasn't even mad, but still. Like, bro, you get no tweet, no retweet. You get nothing from me.
Yeah, man. Like, you don't get Kendrick no love there. For that. Yeah.
That shit was stupid.
I think the SoundCloud rappers, that's the new way of, if you sound like me, that's the new right. wave. That's the new wave of, okay, this let me get album, a little number bit one.
He took his best song. He took it from, like, come on, bro. Like,
that's how they reach gotta for stop buzz now. It's gotta sad, stop man.
That shit has to stop. The same with Drake. Well, I can't really say about Drake, because sometimes Drake can be invited. But like I said, I don't think Drake does it intentionally. I think Drake uses it to reach those mumble rapping fans. That's how I feel Drake does it. Because he wants everybody to like his music. So I feel like he's going to go out and, you know, he takes that shit, put it into his album, because he know the mumble rappers are going to like it. Like, that's like Lil Uzi Vert saying, oh, Big Sean stole such and such. Like, nigga, if you don't get out of here with that shit, like, come on, bro. We got to do better. Yo, Yachty about to drop an album. I don't know if you can listen to it, but I know I'm not.
Nah, man, I'm cool. My ears are straight. I don't need that negativity, bro, in my life.
May is booked. Like, May is like, shit. Like, we got Russ dropping. I just found out David Banner is dropping the album, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the God Box. I'm definitely fine. Check that out.
We got David Banner, Russ, Wale was smart. He moved it up. Somebody else is dropping May 5th. I forgot who it was. Oh, Logic. Speaking of Logic, that Suicide joint he dropped yesterday was
fire. Power. Yeah, man. It's crazy. Wow. When you hear it, you forget he's talking about fucking Suicide.
Right. I saw the number and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then it said national. I'm like, oh, but yeah, man. Like, telling y'all, man, this has been a great year musically. Like, it's only gonna get better. The summertime is upon us. Next, man, summer. Whew, June, boy, oh boy. I don't know if y'all care, but Designer's album is dropping in July, and I'm anxious to hear what that sounds like.
Hey, I'm not a fan of Designer like that, but I'm interested to see what his album will sound like, because the only song I've heard from him really is Panda and that Timmy Turner. I ain't heard nothing else, so I'm interested to hear something else. I want to see if he can come out with something else, some other shit.
Speaking of other shit, my boy Chris was on my head yesterday, y'all. I put up a Snapchat of Safari going in on Hubba.
Oh my God. Yo.
And Chris wigged out like, yo. So what did you think of that shit, man?
Bro, I did not know he could rap. Like,
tell you.
This is the thing I want to point out. I had to question myself, like, does he sound good because I thought he was super lame? Or is he really like a good rapper? And he's really a good rapper. He actually had bars. He was killing that shit. Like, and I'm still shocked. Like, nigga, where did this come from? Like,
man, I follow the cat on Snap, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm just happy at the fact that he's actually trying to do something. Like, he took the hum, and I was scared. And I'm like, oh fuck, like, this is a really good song, Safari. Please don't fuck it up. So as I heard it, and I'm like, yo, I had to listen to it again. Like, hold on. I played it again. My brother was like, did this nigga just? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, wow. So Safari, if he keeps it up, I'm not going to say he's going to be one of the best. I'm not going to say that, because he has a long way to go to get there. And the only way anybody can be the best at something is if they work at it. But I'm impressed with what I heard, and he got my support. I mean, I feel like, damn, like, keep it up, bro. That's all I can say.
Right? That was actually really, really good. Like, I'm still shocked, man. I'm still shocked. And I really had the question, because you know how you expect somebody to be trash and expectations are so low that when you finally, you know, get a glimpse of what they can do, then you're like, it's good. But is it good because you thought they was going to be trash, or is it actually good? And I had to listen to it again. He's actually good. So Shout out to Safari, man. Much respect. Keep doing your thing. Hopefully you get your bread from Nikki. Hopefully you start writing for other people or get your own career popping, man. I ain't mad at either one.
Man, I hope so. I mean, because it's best, like, just make a lane for yourself. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about Nikki. Just do what you got to do. But yeah, Nikki, you got to pay the man. It's only right. We know. We know what we know. So you got to pay him.
Right? Can you just pay him? Just can you just pay up? Like, please?
That's it.
I mean, please? Why you don't want to pay the man? I'm confused, you know? And that's one thing I don't understand, why you wouldn't want to pay somebody that was so helpful in your career. You know, worst case scenario, you give up a little pocket change. You know, that ain't bad. That's you're not dying. You know, that ain't
dying.
You ain't dying from that. You got so much money. So yeah, man, shout out to Safari, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Sir.
All right, sleeper picks, who you got?
Well, you use this dude already. And I'm gonna it's a song that he has that I had to go back and listen to his project, and I'm like, yo, this cat actually has some good music. So I'm gonna roll with Marco Uno today, and that's a song he got out. It's called Mercy.
Okay.
Give me a Vector B12 twin turbo, go from 0 to 60 in 7.8 seconds. So don't even talk.
Yeah, but who cares? Because you ain't never going to have $1 million anyway.
I will too.
Who's tripping now?
Ain't nobody tripping.
Lord, I bet not ever hear these niggas call me decent. One step ahead of your journey, find what you find, how I leave it. You pop, I pop, since you tryna get this ring off playing defense. That brain one hell of a puzzle, ain't no identical pieces. Got mommy snatched cause you starving, depression won't boost your weight up. 150K saves up, we don't owe no favors. Structure is key, we built off a block, position and made us. Guess love will never move quiet, guess unconditional hate us. So I don't flex on my mind, see my bling is wood. Hoes corny on my mind, but I don't stun them, this tea is good. On my mind, I'm a motherfucker, I'm a BET version, a money lover, both correct. Cypher 17, I leave with no regrets. Won't know that nigga, take them out the game like they was foes before. They in them boxes dressed like they just came from walking door to door. Say shit so dumb, it's funny, with a straight face, bitch, I'm coldly cold. Soon they'll know I'm up next, refrain from keeping that low-key low. It's you own it, how much you want it? Can't trade for less, you own it, how much you want it? My brother, I need that nitto, watch just certain things, he working. This shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy, she working. In love with that check, that's her earthly. She life and she fucked me to death, that's my earthly. Root of evil's found, I deserve all the worthy. He working, this shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy. He working, this shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy. He working, this shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy. My brother, I need that nitto, watch just certain things, he working. This shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy, she working. In love with that check, that's her earthly. She life and she fucked me to death, that's my earthly. Root of evil's found, I deserve all the worthy. He working, this shit gon' hurt me, Lord have mercy. Have mercy.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. She straightforward, she curve lame, but want me in the worst way. Moved on from that nurse stage. Niggas heard her heart and she turned dangerous. She earned faces, she learned basics. She drunk in love, that slur language. Can't trade for less you.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, Marco Uno. Keep doing your thing, man.
I'm going with a joint from Luca 7UCA. It's pronounced Luca. Don't ask me. I don't know. That's his name. This song is called Mother 2.
Hey. Yeah. If that's your blunt, nigga, you christen it. You got what you want, make it significant. Consumed in rap, I look like Hemotep. They tried to challenge my drive and made me Eurostep. Gianluca Picard dancing with the stars. Johnny look like Spock with the Kung Fu chop. Ironic how we got that ride from Enterprise and gotta turn it in with gas filled like we didn't drive. Ain't on the same page, you been minimized. Even off a page, I see in the thighs. I might double tap, all you do is like. She recite my raps, guess I call this life. Oh, man, what a feeling. Got compliments piling to the ceiling, but I'd rather have some money though. O's in the check, gotta bag them like it's honey, yo. Niggas got a tech, don't you ask them what they gunning for. The streets look like Iraq, I bet my bitch look like Tibet. Fuck your breakfast, I got power bars. I'm at your neck for respect like I cross my arms. I ain't gonna say it no more, it's all tree involved. Young Luca, throw your bitch into the figure four. Latest smackdown, you know what's wrong with me involved. Came equipped with a Jimmy, tough enough to catch bullets like Neo in the hall. Way she ball, would've thought she had Neo on call. Rocktober, would've sound like Dio in the fall. Bought a brand new BMW, left that Geo at the mall. Rio for the cause, watch what you speak of. Streets ain't safe, got a Kia strap for anybody gonorrhea. Andy Garcia, put that 30 to your face. Boy, that George Stone, we untouchable.
Yeah, man, shout out to Luca, 7 Uka. That's what people going to be calling you, man. Quarter with 6 lakh, so they going to get you like that all the time, man. It's all good. Oh, man, we got to shout out our sponsor, man. This episode of Debate the Music is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the easiest way to purchase tickets for sporting events, concerts, everything, man. We got a lot of concerts coming up. Kendrick is going on tour. Chris Brown is on tour right now. You know, some tickets are still available, man. Download the SeatGeek app. Use promo code DEBATE to get $20 off your purchase, man. $20 off. Promo code DEBATE.
Yeah, and I'm looking at some of the concerts that's coming up right now. We got, like you said, Kendrick will be here. There's actually a concert tonight, folks. The Weeknd with Ray Shrimmer at the Forum. So,
yeah, man.
Interested in that? Put in that code. Speaking of concerts, my man Kodak Black got kicked off a Futures tour.
I'm never shocked, man. He just, wow.
Yeah, man. Trying to get that boy 8 years. They gave Kevin Gates 30 more months, and I'm just like, yo.
Man, they can't stay out of trouble, man. It's sad, dog. It's sad.
It really is. So any artist that's listening, man, make sure y'all keep y'all head on straight. Say no to the bullshit. Keep doing what you got to do. Avoid all the negativity, because you too can end up like Kevin Gates or Kodak Black. And it's not a good look for you.
Yeah, man, what he said. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. If you want to, you know, tweet me a list. You know what I'm saying? We did our top. Give me a list of the top albums so far this year. Of course, popular albums. Don't put your homie number one because he's your homie.
Right.
Of the top artists, man, tweet me at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21. You guys can also tweet me that list. Who's your top 10 albums? And we'll debate it. Keep supporting the Instagram page at Debate the Music. Thank y'all for listening.